We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by Pastor Bob Goeckeler at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is, It's a Tough Journey.
And our second reading comes from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 12, verses 22-33. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Can you remember way back to the early years of elementary school or grammar school, whichever you may have called it? We learned some simple but very important lessons, though we probably didn't realize it at the time. We learned about life and the cycles of life. One of the lesson illustrations most of us probably had was a bean that we wrapped in a damp paper towel for a time, then put in a paper cup filled with dirt. We waited for that bean to sprout and grow. If it was nurtured enough, it may have even gotten pretty big. We likely never saw it all the way to maturity, but we learned something about the beginning of the life cycle. Jesus uses the example of a seed and the growth of that little seed in his parables. His parable of the mustard seed appears in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in which he compares the growth of the kingdom of God to that little seed sprouting and growing into a large plant. Today, he speaks of a grain of wheat falling to the ground, a seemingly lifeless object, but with nourishment can grow and bear its fruit. Faith needs to be like that little seed. The disciples didn't get it. It's a tough lesson this week, for them and for us. Jesus is talking with them about dying. That's not a subject people like. But Jesus wanted to prepare them and us. Are some of you folks bakers? I'm sure there are quite a few. The spreads that we have put out next door for fellowship time bear that out. When the Betty Crocker Company started selling cake mixes years ago, their cake mix required only the addition of some water for a perfect cake. The product didn't sell very well, and the company had a study done to find out why. It turns out that the product was too simple. Folks wanted to do something to make that cake, to invest something of themselves in the process of making a cake. The product was changed so that in addition to water, one had to add an egg to the mix. That did it. The product sold well. Folks had to add a bit more of their own effort to the outcome. And we still see Betty Crocker products on the shelf today. Like most things in life, our faith journey requires effort and work. When something requires nothing on our part, too often we don't appreciate it. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Jesus wasn't trying to scare his disciples or us, but he was making it clear that there is an effort, a cost to being his follower. We can't cling to the things of this world, this life, and truly follow him at the same time. That doesn't mean that we are to be apart from this world. We are to be in the world, ministering to the world. It's more a matter of where we set our sights. As Jesus said elsewhere, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot love and serve God and the things of this world. Choices we all have to make. An effort to learn the ways of our Lord has to be made. An effort to follow his ways has to be a part of our life. Throughout our life, there are choices we make to give something up for something else, hopefully something better. As a child, perhaps making a trade with another for a toy of some kind. But this idea is not just for children. As adults, we choose a career path, sometimes changing jobs for what looks to be a better one. We choose where to live. We choose that special person to spend our lives with. We choose to do what's right rather than what's wrong, sometimes at significant personal cost to us. Throughout our Lenten journey, and really throughout the year, we hear Jesus calling us to turn away from the temptations of this world and set our eyes on him. He calls us to turn away from the sinfulness of our existence and to embrace his ways and the peace and forgiveness he brings us. The psalmist cried out, "You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me and I shall be clean. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice." It is again that cycle of life. We have to die to sin. Those bones are crushed. To do all we can to turn away from sin, to sprout and grow, to be truly Jesus followers. Jesus was preparing his disciples for what was soon to come. They didn't really grasp what he was explaining to them. And I don't think we would either. Jesus knew what was to come, and he knew why it was necessary. He knew he was to suffer and die for all humanity, but also that he would be raised. That voice from heaven saying that God was glorified and will be glorified more was, as Jesus told them, not for Jesus' sake, but for us, a sign that points us to belief in Jesus as our Savior and our Messiah. God's love, forgiveness, and grace are free. But we need to put in the effort to do our part. To simply go through life thinking our faith or lack of real faith doesn't matter is to deceive ourselves. Because it does matter. It makes a difference in the choices we make in how we live our lives. Our Lenten journey is quickly coming to its conclusion. You and I are invited to go with Jesus and his disciples to Jerusalem as he enters that city as a celebrity king. We are invited to go to the upper room as he celebrates Passover, his final meal with his disciples, that meal that is so important to us even now. We pray with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. We stand with him as he is betrayed and goes through a mock trial and humiliation. We go with him to the cross on Calvary as he breathes his last and to the tomb where his body is laid down. And we will be there again on the third day when he is raised in glory. We have prepared a booklet of short scripture readings for the end of Lent. They are available in the narthex as you leave. Even if you are not a regular Bible reader, I encourage you to read the story for yourselves yet again, just a bit at a time. I encourage you, read it and really ponder that story in your hearts over the next 2 weeks. I suggest reading it through a couple of times, perhaps this week and again next week. Once, trying to see the events through Jesus' eyes. Then read it again, trying to see it all through the eyes of the men and women followers of Jesus. So many emotions. Joy, celebration, bewilderment, guilt, pain, sorrow. Experience it all with Jesus and his followers. It's a little effort on your part, but well worth it, and will make Easter all the more meaningful. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, be with us as we go with you on the way to the cross. May we do our very best to be worthy of your incredible sacrifice on our behalf. May we follow you with the hope for the life to come. In your holy name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on March 17 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida, by Pastor Bob Geckler. The title was, It's a Tough Journey. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.